Yes, it's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Well, if you've been working with me for January, we've been reviewing and doing all kinds of things. But today, before we begin, you know I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Let's find a pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. Write neatly, and I will too. And then put your pencil down. Because you know we're gonna color the picture first. Okay, are you ready? Here we go. I am looking for something in our picture that begins with Do you see anything in our picture that begins with Yes, mittens. The little boy is wearing mittens. Let's give him some orange mittens. Go ahead and color his mittens orange. Mittens begins with the letter M. All right. Take 2 more seconds. Color neatly. 2, 1. What about mug? Mug. I do see some mugs on the table. They look like an animal. We're going to save those for a little bit later. What about the mug that the girl is holding? See the mug? Yeah, let's color that mug purple. The mug that the girl is holding. What do you think's in there? Me too. Hot chocolate. Yummy. I wonder if you like hot chocolate. I do. So mug, mitten. Do you see anything else in our picture besides the mugs on the table? We're saving those for later. See anything else? What about that thing hanging on the wall? No, not the lights. Yes, the map. There's a map hanging on the wall. It shows how to get to the mountains, doesn't it? There's an ice skater skating and a snowman. But you see the mountains, the trail to the mountains? Let's color the map. Let's color the mountains gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, you know what to do. Yep, use your pencil. Let's sound out map. Map begins with the letter M, so we would sound it out M-A-P, map. M-A-P, map. Your turn. Good. Let's color the trees on the map green. Color the trees on the map green. Ooh, my green crayon just kind of broke. But that's okay. Did you know broken crayons still color? They do. So map, mitten, mug. Does tree begin with M? No. I'm going to do the trunks of the tree brown. Okay. And then let's color the outside of the map, the border of the map. Let's make that brown too. Let's make that map, the border, the outside part of the map. You see that part? Okay, make that brown. Color that brown. So map, mug, mitten. Can you think of another word that begins with M that's not in our picture? Can you just think of a word with M? Miracle. Mm-hmm. It's a miracle. We're together again. All right, let's try something different. Are you ready? Let's talk about something that begins with P, P, P. P, P. Yep. You found it. The penguin mugs. The penguins begin with P. The penguin mugs begin with P. Okay, do you see the really big mug? The really big penguin mug? Let's color that. Oh, let's do yellow on the, I know, black and white for penguin, but we're going to make these fun mugs. So color the biggest penguin mug yellow. So penguin begins with P. Penguin. Oh my all my crayons are kind of crumbly. I hope you have better crayons than me, because today it's not working. All right. And then the two little penguin mugs, let's color those purple. Because listen to the word purple. P-p-p. Yes, purple penguin mugs. Purple and penguin both begin with P. Purple and penguin both begin with P. I have two purple penguin mugs. Two purple penguin mugs. And I have one yellow mug. One yellow mug. Okay, take two more seconds. Two. One. Okay, if we have two purple mugs and one yellow mug, how many mugs do we have in all? What's two plus one? Yep, three in all. The two is an addend and the one is an addend. Two and one make three. Okay, let's try something else. Ready? What about pockets? Pockets. Does pockets? It does begin with P, like penguin and purple. Who has pockets? Not you, silly. I know I have two pockets today on my pants. Not you, in our picture. Yes, the girl has two pockets on her sweater. Let's color those pockets pink. Find your pink crayon and color her pockets pink. Are you yelling at me about the word pink? Pink. Yep, it begins with the letter P. Pink. Pockets, purple mugs, purple penguins. I did that wrong. Pink pockets, purple penguins, pink pockets, purple penguins. Take two more seconds. Two and one. Yes, very good. And then guess what else? One more thing. This girl with the pink pockets and the purple mug, she's p-a-m. Can you blend that together for me? What's p-a-m? She's Pam. This is Pam. Let's give Pam some black hair. Do you have your black crayon? I know sometimes black is hard to find. You can use your pencil if you can't find a black crayon. This is Pam. Pam begins with the letter P. Pam has a purple mug. Pam has pink pockets. Pam wants a purple penguin today. Oh, I just love when I sing. Do you love it? Or are your ears hurting? I wonder. I wonder. I wonder. Okay. I think we're done looking for words that begin with P. Let's move on. Ready? What about something that would begin with O? The letter what? Yes, the letter L. Do you see something? What about light? Light. Yes, lights. Do you see them? They're hanging up there right by your name. Do you see them? Okay, let's do this. I want you to find a blue crayon. Hold it. Just hold your blue crayon. Just hold it. Got it? And a red crayon. Hold it. Hold it. Don't do anything with it. And a yellow crayon. Okay, do you have red, blue, yellow? All right, ready? Let's color some of the lights red, some of the lights blue, and some of the lights yellow. You get to decide how to do it. You get to decide how to do it. You make the decision. Some need to be red, some need to be blue, and some need to be yellow. Got it? I'm making a pattern. I'm doing red, blue, yellow. Red, blue, yellow, red, blue, yellow. I like my lights today. So light begins with L for all. Okay, got it? Take a couple of more seconds. You should be almost done because I am, and I'm not going too slow, and I hope I'm not going too fast. Got it? Okay, how many lights are on the first string? The first string. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, that's going to be our first addend because we're going to add the other. How many lights are on the next string? One, two, three, four, five. So we have five plus five. Each five is an addend. What is five plus five? Do you already know? I already know. Did you say 10? Let's count and check. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 9, 10. We're so smart. We're brilliant. Kiss your brain. Touch your head. Oh, yeah. Okay, ready? Do you see something else that begins with O? What about the legs on the table? The legs on the table. There's two of them. We can't see the two in the back. Okay, get your brown crayon. Color one of the legs brown. Leg and light begin with L. And color the other table leg brown. Leg, light. Let's sound out leg. O-E-G. O-E-G. Leg. Leg. You got it. Okay. What about leggings? Leggings. The girl is wearing leggings, kind of like tights. I love leggings. They're so comfy. Okay, let's give her some pink and purple striped leggings. Pink and purple. You decide how it goes. I'm going to make a pattern again because that's just what I like to do. But just make some of her leggings pink and some of them purple. You can even do one leg pink and one leg purple. You decide. So leggings, leg, lights. And guess what else? We're going to name this girl. Oh, no, we named her already. She's Pam. She's Pam. We already named her. I was going to name her an L word. Well, we could give her a middle name. She could be Pam Lucy. Lucy begins with L. Lucy Goosey. Yes, I am. Lucy, lights, legs, leggings. All begin with L. But her name's Pam. Pam Lucy. Or does Lucy Pam sound better? Okay, let's move on. We're going to find things that begin with J. 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 Do you see the jacket on the boy? The jacket on the boy? Yeah, me too. Let's give him, what would go good with orange? Yeah, let's do blue. Let's give him a blue jacket. Jacket begins with the letter J. He's got a blue jacket on him today. He must have just come in from the outside because Lucy Pam, Pam Lucy, she's not wearing all this stuff. He looks like he's ready to either go outside or he just came in and he's ready for some hot chocolate. Either one. So let's name him. So he's got a jacket. Let's give him a J name. Let's give him a J name. Are you ready? Jake, because that's my nephew. Jake is my nephew. I wonder if any of you are named Jake. I wonder. Okay, so Jake has on a blue jacket, and let's give him some blue jeans. Jeans. Does jeans begin with the letter J? Yes, jacket and jeans and Jake. Jacket, jeans, and Jake. Jacket, jeans. Jake has a jacket with some jeans. Let's give him a red hat. He's wearing a red hat. Jake is wearing a red hat. So we have Jake and Pam Lucy, or Lucy Pam. Mrs. Oldham's losing it. It's okay. Hang tight. You just hang tight. It's all going to be okay. All right, so Jake has a red hat, Jake has a jacket, and jeans. Yes, now we need to find one more thing that begins with J. Do you see it? It's the jelly jar. Jelly jar. Do you see it? Okay, those are grapes on the jar. Let's color the grapes. Let's make them red grapes, not purple grapes. Let's make them red grapes because we just did, we just used our red crayon. So grab it. So do you like red grapes? Because I do. Or do you like green grapes? Or do you like purple grapes? I wish you could tell me. I wish you could listen. Okay. And then let's color the jar gray. So I'm going to use my pencil for that. Color the jar, the jelly jar gray. Or the jam jar. Can you send out jam? Jam. Pam wants some jam. That rhymes. Pam wants some jam. Okay, hang on to your pencil. Make sure all of your crayons are down. Let's move down to the bottom and do some work. Ready? Do you see the lights next to the line? What letter does lights begin with? Yes, the letter L. Let's write the letter L. You can do capital or lowercase, your choice. Okay, scoot over. Ooh, look, it's strawberry, jelly, jelly, jelly. What letter? J. Write the letter J on the line next to the jelly. Penguin. Penguin. What letter does penguin begin with? Yes, the letter P. Write the letter P on the line next to the penguin. What about map? Map. Yes, the letter M. Okay, let's check. You should have L for lights, J for jelly, P for penguin, M for map. Okay, scoot down. Oh, look at that cute jacket. I think the sentence is going to be about a jacket. Let's see if we can find the word jacket before we read it. Do you see the word jacket? Yes, there it is. It begins with the letter J. It's the second word. Okay, let's read it. It says, the jacket. You touch the little circles under the words. Ready? The jacket is blue and red. Let's touch the circles and read it again. The jacket is blue and red. Let's fill in the circle under the word jacket. Jacket is the second word. It begins with J. J-A-C-K-E-T. Fill that little bubble in under the word jacket. The jacket is blue and red. Can you find the word and? And. The jacket is blue and. Got it? A-N-D. Fill in the circle under and. A-N-D. Fill in the circle. Okay, now, I forgot to do something on my sentence. Man, I forgot to start it with a capital. So go to the very beginning, right on top of that T. Make it a tall T and draw that line on the top so it makes it a capital T. Capital T, make it large, tall. Make it a capital. And then what goes at the end of my sentence? I'm telling you, the jacket is blue and red. Yes, a period. Put a period at the very end of the sentence next to the letter D, right by that jacket almost. Got it? Okay, so we have a capital at the beginning and a period at the end. Okay, ready? Look at the mug. See the mug on the bottom? We're going to draw. Are you ready? Let's draw six stripes. You can have them go up and down or side to side or diagonal. One, two, three, four, five, six. Six stripes, just lines. Six of them. Make sure you have six. One, two, three, four, five, six. I do. Do you? Okay, scoot over to the 10 frame. We're going to color the counters inside the 10 frame. We're going to color as we count. And we're going to count as we color. Ready? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Got it. Okay, scoot over to the word that we're going to trace. It says addend. That's why I was using that word. Trace the word addend. A-D-D-E-N-D. Addend. So now come down to the number sentence. It says five. That's an addend. Plus three. Three is an addend. So we have to find the answer. Well, look back at your 10 frame. There are one, two, three, four, five counters on the top and one, two, three counters on the bottom. There's five plus three. How many in all? Count them. Yes, eight. Write an eight on your number sentence at the very end. It says five plus three equals. Put your eight right there on the end. Got it? We did it all. Oh my goodness, first graders. I'm so proud of you. I am. You just rock and I roll, and together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.